We come today to give praise to the Lord. Amen. He's good to us, isn't he? His loving kindness is from everlasting to everlasting. If you're turning your Bibles with me to Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14. Sometimes I go by the questions that you send in the offering plate, and other times I go by the things that I hear. This is one of those things that I hear. It is a day and age in which it's easy to begin to perceive God in accordance with our own experiences. You ever heard anybody say anything such as that? Well, God works this way because why? Because that's the way he worked in my life. Well, that may have been the way that he worked in your life, but is that the way that God desires to work? That's an interesting question. We use the phrase, God works in mysterious ways, but you made it mysterious. God desires to do great and wonderful things today. We look at his working in our lives oftentimes as a process. He's gradually working in my life. He's not finished with me yet. Be patient with me. And God says, today, I'd like to fix you today. It's hard to believe that. Numbers chapter 14 puts us into the congregation of Israel, in which God gave them an opportunity to go into the promised land when? Today. Today. They could go into the promised land this day. Let's go. I've got it all prepared for you, he says. Oh, but they saw problems in the land. And they began to grumble and they began to complain. It says in chapter 14, verse 1, all the congregation lifted up their voice. They cried. The people began to weep that night. All the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, would that we had died in the land of Egypt. Or would that we had died in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into a land to fall by sword? Our wives and our little ones will become plunder. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? They said to one another, let us appoint a leader and return to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces in the presence of all the assembly of the congregation of the sons of Israel, and Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh. Those who had spied out the land tore their clothes. They spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to spy out is exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land. He'll give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord. Do not fear the people of the land, for they shall be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them. The Lord is with us. Do not fear them. But all the congregation said, stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tent of the meeting to all the sons of Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, how long will this people spurn me? How long? Oh, God's working on me. It's taking some time. You know how that process is. You know what God is saying in heaven? How long are we going to take? How long will they not believe me despite all the signs which I performed in their midst? I will smite them with pestilence and dispossess them. I will make you into a nation greater than mightier than they. Moses begins to intercede on their behalf. Well, we understand how this ends. You drop on down in chapter 14, verse 33, your sons shall be shepherds for how long? 40 years in the wilderness. God is working on me, yes, and when he's finished, you'll be dead. You won't be mature, you'll be dead. One of my wife's favorite verses is Job 22:21. Yield now. Yield now. And be at peace with him. Thereby good will come to you. When? Now. Now. Verse 23 of that same chapter. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. When? When you return. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now. Now. No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, today. Paul writes to the Corinthians and he says, If any man be in Christ, someday he'll become a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, today, what? All things have become new. But Pastor, why is it taking so long with me? I don't know why. But today he can heal you. His healing is miraculous. How do we know that? Because we read the Gospels. In fact, read Mark chapter 1. How does God work? Immediately. How do we know that? Well, Mark chapter 1, verse 10, immediately. Verse 12, immediately. Verse 18, immediately. Verse 20, immediately. 21, immediately. 28, immediately. 29, immediately. 30, immediately. 42, immediately. 43, immediately. When does God work?
Immediately.
Immediately. God desires to rescue now. Do we mature slowly? Yes. But God can heal today. Immediately. Immediately. When can you be at peace? Immediately. When can you have joy? Immediately. Imagine. When can you be a new person? Now. Praise God. That he doesn't really work according to my experiences. My experiences oftentimes drag things out. But God desires to work today. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive your sins when? Right now. And he will cleanse you right now from all unrighteousness. Right now. Father, we want to give you thanks for your work in our lives and for your love for us and for your power that goes beyond imagination. We could not imagine you creating a new heart now. But that's the way you create things. Now. We give you thanks for your great strength and your great power. In Jesus' name, amen.